You sitting there, you in my chair, you think you hear me? Look, you hear, huh? Look, man, I'm the baddest rapper that you ever did see. None of you niggas can come against me. Nah, man, you move so sloppily. Think you can handle me? You a broke ass bitch with no.
Geneva, you got jazz.
So I thought that this might be something enough. I didn't know what to say. You
are okay.
A healthy ass bitch.
Okay.
Man, you belong in a ditch.
Yeah.
Your mom said you an angel. Nah, nigga, you a witch. Cool, there's another quiz. You guys want to do it? Which one of these songs was not inducted into the Library of Congress this year? First up, you have Janet Jackson's with Janet Jackson's Ruination, 1814. La Belle with Lady Marmalade. Oh, Christina Aguilera and Lil Man, yeah, celebrated. I think it's 20 years since that song dropped. Which makes me feel incredibly old because I know everything. We come through with the bars and the gun and wine.
You're not 20 years old.
Oh my god, it's old. Yeah, I do know that song bar for bar, but I need to get into it. But yeah, La Belle with Lady Marmalade, Louis Armstrong with When the Saints Go Marching In, Whitney Houston with I Will Always Love You, or Calling the Gang,
The
Celebration.
Oh, fucking no, they're all classics.
You don't know which one?
Wait,
which
wait.
One
let
was
me look again,
not?
Let me look again. Was
in
not?
The, yeah, this year into the Library of Congress.
Okay. When the Saints Go Marching In.
Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. You both said the same thing.
No,
that's
okay,
mad.
So wait.
Because it doesn't sound like, obviously it's a banger.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like
rest, you know what I'm saying? You don't think so?
If it was going to be put in, it should have been put in years ago because my man's been dead. Do you get me?
I hear that.
These men here are all still alive, except for Whitney. Maybe like Marmalades. Ooh, but you don't know.
I don't know, you know.
Maybe Lock Marmalade.
Cool it again. Do you know what?
It's a fucking banger, man.
You know, Calling the Gang, the Celebration. I didn't know which cover to use because there's this one with the white ladies. And I was like, this ain't Calling the Gang. These are white women. Calling the Gang, like black dudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, this is not Calling the Gang. So,
yeah,
like, which half bunch am I using? This is not the Celebration cover, is it?
Nice.
Alright, cool. No worries.
What's the answer, man?
So, you lot are going.
Wait.
What's the answer?
The answer is...
Okay, fuck it, go for it. Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, you're both saying Louis.
No, what's the answer?
Louis Armstrong was introduced into the Library of Congress.
It was fucking Marmalade bitches,
it was not.
Who is it?
It was James Jackson.
It was Whitney Houston.
Because he probably got inducted like 10 years ago, didn't
he? It got inducted last year.
Fuck's sake.
And that's
do you know what I mean? What a
slag. Yeah, who? Are you talking about?
Whitney.
I know you're talking about Whitney, bitch.
I mean, you.
It's better than calling Whitney. I'm joking. Yeah, but it was Whitney Houston. She got inducted last year. But yeah, this year, alongside Nas, Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation got introduced into the Library of Congress. La Belle's Lady Marmalade, Louis Armstrong's When the Saints Go Marching In, and also Calling the Gang with Celebration.
Celebrate good time. Come on.
Listen, if I think I was supposed to be born. Yeah. Yes, I think I was supposed to be born.
Hey, that is the party song.
We're gonna celebrate and have a party with you.
Do you know what? I need to go to an old school disco dance.
Just what it needs to be. Yeah. Just what it needs to be.
It's one of
them family parties.
Yeah, family party.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're like, DJ,
yeah.
Spinning it. Boy, open up.
Awesome,
do your parents have to do electric slides?
My mom's terrible. My mom's terrible.
They can't do. My mom loves it. Mom was like, oh, they're playing that song.
Yeah, I'm at the front.
I was in my 20s, in like the 60s, 70s.
Nah, bro.
I'll be that girl with the fro. head, man. You a jive turkey.
Now they are devil worshiping. We should just celebrate. But open it up, it's not.
Hey, man.
You a jive turkey. You a jive turkey. I like your style, man. That would be me, man. I'd be like, I'd be part of the Black Panthers. I'd be at every rave. I'd be going to Spelman College. I'm crazy. I'm so black. It's crazy. Anyway, right, cool. Cassidy and Hitman Holla are going to show down on April 3rd.
That must be the battle.
Bruv.
Do you like battle rap?
I love, but I don't follow it too
right, cool. Are you guys, remember earlier on when I said we have to practice our bars?
Yeah.
Are you ready? You sitting there, in my chair, you think you hear me? Look, you hear, look, man, I'm the baddest rapper that you ever did see. None of you niggas can come against me. Nah, man, you move so sloppily. Think you can handle me? You're a broke-ass bitch with no...
Geneva, you got jazz.
So I feel like this might be so good enough. I didn't know what to say. You broke ass bitch. Okay. Man, you belong in a ditch. Yeah. Your mom said you an angel. Nah, nigga, you a witch. I'm sorry, you an angel.
Smack TV. Smack.
You know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything. You're very beautiful and you have money in abundance. Like, I don't know what else
if
to say.
If you insult me, I'll go and make this record for
what
you.
What the fuck you talking about? You think you bad, but you ain't never pulled a trigger. You from the block. You don't move blocks. Hey, I got my niggas round. They'll pull up on you, nigga.
Behave yourself.
It's the punchline. Oh my gosh, you get it? Punchline.
It's
the punchline.
MJ is that blood sacrifice in your head. You think you hard, but really, nigga, you dead.
Did it cut out? Did the video cut?
It didn't cut out, but it should cut out, because you should get cut out. I'll slap your block out.
That is domestic violence.
I don't give a shit. Go Quavo on the nigga. Quavo didn't do shit.
Hold him back.
Fuck Quavo, I'll go Chris Brown on the bitch.
That means you think I'm Rihanna.
you Rihanna if she turned into a witch.
We need to stop the one punch.
No, nigga,
you Rihanna on smack.
Shit.
Don't ever attack you Rihanna after spending 10 years on crack.
I think it's clear that your ass don't know your position. I'm up in this shit and your mouth just be slipping. I'm up in this shit and you know I'm on a mission. And I come through and stab, your ass gonna be pieces. When I come on through, know me, boo. I ain't playing no games, but I might be scary like boo. Boom. Come on here, might hit you with my shoe. But Lord knows by the end, you ain't gonna have a clue. You know?
No, but you this did it girl. Probably. I'm angry.
You can be mad, bitch. Stay sad, bitch. But try to know when I go home, I'm gonna be glad, bitch.
Yeah, this girl.
Nah, she didn't even go faster. Cut
you gotta put her on a hold. This girl looks like Chucky, the actual doll. A black version, actually. If you ever speak back to me, I'll slap you and happy slap you for the week. Get the video cam. You ain't a video girl, you a video fan.
I love battle rap, man.
I put a hit to your man.
Have you seen battle rap go?
Put a hit to your man, he says, fuck that bitch, and then he joins our clan.
The KKK.
Fuck the KKK. I bring the KK to Mary J.
Fuck the KK. I got the AK. I'm gonna say spray. Them niggas gon' lay.
You don't play.
Yay. Oh, that was lit. That was an exercise, fam. That was a miracle exercise.
I feel like everyone should wake up in the morning and do like 10 minutes of freestyling.
Bottle rapping in the mirror.
Yeah.
First thing is you a bitch and your breath's lit.
You wake up, you smoke a soup, you ain't brush your teeth. Nigga, you a waste man. Do you start reevaluating life?
So you're like, do you know what it is?
It's true, he's right.
You know what? It's too short and I just be wasting my time.
Have you guys seen Cassidy battle rap recently?
Not even. I didn't even know Mama was doing that. I know Hitman been fucking it up.
He's getting
been fucking it up.
Man, listen, Cassidy, yeah. Like, obviously, I like him. Can't get no better. He's got the hits. Me, the hotel or the hotel or the holiday inn.
Say what?
But seeing him on Battle Rap recently.
Is he Wakisha?
Wakisha?
Dead. Done.
Oh, I say dead, but maybe.
On battle rap, you're either sick or you're dead out. Do you get me?
He's been beaten.
No,
he's
you know what? Beat. Cassidy is old school. That's the problem. Do you know what? I feel that in battle rap, yeah, it's developed over the years in the sense that before it was just about back to back bars. Now it's about the whole theatrical.
It's the construct, the metaphor in the bars.
The metaphors in that. Not only that, it's like the performance, is like how you can't write bars. As in just rapping, battling. That's what Cassidy has.
Hitman's on that thing when he's like, when I stomp you.
Yeah, yeah. You've got action, acting.
Yeah.
Your how you interact with the crowd. It's not even whoever says the best lyrics, it's whoever
gets the best reaction as well. Yeah.
Engagement.
Because if the crowd gonna be like,
why are you laughing?
You know the Cassidy versus Arsenal, yeah? And Cassidy be like, I bust a hole in your cap, nigga, where you at? And then he go, I went for the crowd reaction.
Have you seen the Cassidy verse?
Not even.
Yeah, you need to watch that. It's like, you know what it is? It's like, I'm not gonna lie, yeah, Cassidy's cold in it. Like, he's good, he can spit. But the problem is that he believes in his lines as they are without the actual performance. He just raps.
Yeah.
When Arsenal,
they're gonna take him on the fact that
the lyrics are good.
Right, and it rhymes.
But Arsenal, like the way he performs and the way he joins his bars together, is like
fluid.
You really, it's just engaging. I don't know. There's something more engaging
about
battle rap now.
Yeah.
Like it's just even they bust jokes. They bust a little. Like it's. I just don't think Cassidy's got that charisma. He's just got that.
Yeah.
That's what it is, charisma.
But he does kind of have it. Like, I was watching Drink Champs, and he was on there. He was on Drink Champs. And, like, I didn't realise. Like, at first he started off a bit frosty and whatever. And then he opened up and he started telling stories about, like, him and R. Kelly and all the stuff. And he does have the personality there, but I feel like it doesn't translate through
his performances.
It doesn't translate
If you ask me, I think he's got Smallman syndrome, man.
Have you seen the showdown?
Him and Holler's like 10 years younger than him, And he's like, him and Holler's like, I got more money than you. He goes, because he goes, so I fuck more bitches than you. It's like, bro, that is Nicky, bro.
Like, why did you say that?
Like, a man tells you he's got more money, you're telling him you fuck more bitches. Bro, are we in college?
Literally, brother, are you fucking 10?
Are we in college, bro?
Not 10, I mean 15.
Man,
yeah.
Man, I don't know, but do you know what? I don't blame Cassidy, I don't blame him, dog.
I didn't even know he was on that team.
But he's making money, though, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How much is it for battles, though? Like, if you win?
I heard from the, I'm going to say it, the JPB, way back to BMS, Joe Banner. Joe Banner said he's getting 250K. For that one, that for him and Holler.
Yeah, I'd do it. Shit or not, I'd do it.
Shit, I'm doing it. I'm signing you up.
You can curse me out. Because
I'm
going to get 250K.
Yeah.
And I feel like Cassidy's probably one of the most paid. Because
of his name, isn't
he?
Think there's only a certain amount of times you can get boyed out before they stop paying you 250K?
Like, if he loses this
we'll
one,
see, we'll see. Yeah, this might be the end. Quite a big name in it, isn't it?
It doesn't matter, because let's ride it out to the end. Listen, if I'm a rapper that's not really relevant anymore, yeah, I'm going to ride out my name to the end. So, as long as I know that I can get 250k, I'm going to rinse that out until I can't.
Yeah, I hear that.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No. Instead of him, he's rising.
Yeah, I'm going to rinse that out until I can't.
Two more shows to be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. After the 250k, we're going to go down to 125.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go down to 50.
But I said, we ain't got a big enough arena this time, Cassidy, so if you could maybe.
No, but that's all right. Bruv, listen, he's not going to go and get a job, and he still needs to earn.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, listen, if I'm going to go on stage and get humiliated, let me do it. Yeah, but honestly, I do believe that Cassidy also is that's his sport, in it. So
yeah, he loves to
maybe,
rap.
Maybe, you never know. We never know, maybe
he bought out 3 EPs last year. Like, 3 EPs in 1 year, within a space of a year. So he's really on this rapping thing. Like, he takes it very seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe he's doing all of this because people don't know that he's been bringing out music and shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, literally, because literally that to me was news in itself.
Bro. I didn't know that until I watched the Drink Chat episode. I was like, oh, slow down.
But I'm not going to lie, if he gets embarrassed on the stage, I'm not going to listen to his music. So I don't know if that's the best.
Listen to it first.
Yeah.
So your basis
is I hope he doesn't disgrace, because some of his battles are kind of hard to watch. Because it's like, because I rate him so much from what he done back in the day, yeah. To see him getting bullied, it's like, I don't want to see this. It's like you want to see...
Do you know what? Honestly, yeah. I honestly think that battle rap is a different sport. I don't even put it in the same category as rap, as an artist. I feel that battle rappers stay in the arena because battle rappers, they're not really good at making songs.
And
rappers that actually make songs, stay away from rap. These rappers will finish you.
These battle rappers,
yeah, they're cold.
Yeah.
Like... I don't,
it's not about image for them.
Do you know what I'm saying? They will show you. So, like, stay away from them.
And some of the insults is too much, man. It's too much.
Put your mama's hair on my dick.
It's the same. It's the same.
Your uncle dad. Fuck that nigga. He's a fucking prick.
Yeah. It's the same.
He just died yesterday.
It's the same. It's the same practice. Battle rap is the same practice as rap. You're putting lyrics together. But I'm telling you, it's two different arenas. Music, rap, and battle rap, two different arenas, fam. It's like, true. You don't cross them.
It's true.
Because you only succeed in one, not both. I don't know anyone who's... Okay, maybe Eminem. But even Eminem, I think he'll get wiped now. These guys will finish him, I think, personally.
Yeah, he'd have to go back on the meth to do what he used to do.
Okay.
I was going to say, speaking of battle rap, like, we need to have more, like... I remember Jump Off TV in the UK used to do it.
Don't say that. Big up Mark's Pen Game Challenge.
Oh, shit. Although sometimes some of their decisions I'm very angry about.
Brother, did you really just fucking hear what
Mark said? Like, that's your friend, didn't it? Like, that's what you need to do.
Because that was dead.
Yeah,
but big up Pen Game Challenge. That's the
thing. That's
Krebs and Conan had their thing as well on BBC iPlayer. What was it called?
That wasn't really battle rap. That was just...
One of the episodes was a battle rap season.
London Rebels had a series. London Rebels was supposed to be here with us today, but they couldn't make it. But big up London Rebels. They have their thing called Bar for Bar. And it's like... It's like, obviously, everyone's doing COVID events now and, like, Instagram stuff. So they basically have, like, a rap battle... via Instagram Live.
It's like a virtual thing.
Yeah, it was peak, man. And I never, like, the thing is, yeah, as like, I got too into it, so I was like commenting, I was like, nah, man, you're shit. And I was like, oh no, Ruth, don't say that, that's a bit bad, man. Like,
yeah, you're dead, bruv. How can you come here with that trim as well, blood?
No, but both of the finales were dope, though, I would say that. Big up them. I need to find their apps, I'll put their apps somewhere here, yeah. Both of the finales were dope. There was one guy from the UK, and then one guy, I think it was like an American artist or whatever. But the two, I found myself rooting for them, for the UK guy, just because of, like, the vibes, innit? And one thing that I realised now, based on that, like, UK, in terms of flow, rap, creativity and all of that, we're levels, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like Americans have, like, one type of flow, like...
Especially based on where exactly they're from.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's exactly what they sound. This guy was doing, like...
the trees and bare conscious flows, like who knows? And it was cold. It's cold. I can't knock it because I love that kind of rap. Do you know what I'm saying? like that kind of conscious, soulful rap.
Come through the UK thing, like.
But man came through there, but barely. I can't even do the UK flow. I can't do it. Yeah, but it was so cold. It's like, yeah, he won.
Yeah,
he won 100%. So like, it made me realize like UK musically, when it comes to like flows and stuff and all that stuff, yeah. A lot of UK artists were levels, but remember we just don't get the opportunities that we need. Like
soon come, because you have the grime
flow, you've got the UK rap flow, you've got the drill flow, you've got
the garage flow, even the DAB trapping, rapping on them kind of beats, junglist flows as well.
Do you know what I'm saying?
The garage thing started from.
It's lit.
Yo, it's crazy.
UK stand up. Come
with a skiffy flow.
But he definitely won. I need to find out he's at. I think he, I can't remember he's at, but yeah, he was cold. But definitely go and check out London Rebels. They do online events all the time. Like whether you're a singer, whether you're a rapper, whether you're something, they always have opportunities for you to shine. So yeah, big up London Rebels. Hopefully at some point you can join us down here. But yeah, cool. Speaking of UK rappers, the voting for XXL Freshman Class 2021 is out, and there are 4 UK people on the list.
I fucked with that, but every other one I've watched has been terrible. Not terrible.
It's fallen off a lot,
Jesus fucking. They're doing freestyles, yeah, I'm thinking, bro.
Yeah, it's fallen off a lot. I remember
What's happening, man?
I went back into, like, previous covers and stuff. They used to have people like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, like, all these people on the cover and stuff like that. And then I saw one episode that had Iggy Azalea. I think this tenth vote thing is, like anyone can get voted in, like.
I want to see it though. I can't lie. I always do watch the video just to see like what we're actually fucking with.
Yeah.
Who's new? What's actually popping off and that. But yeah, now that I've seen the UK people up in it, I'm looking. If I see one of these freestyle things, that's gonna be sick.
I hope one of these guys make it. I hope Pastor New.
He's cold.
Yeah. If anyone should make it, I know these guys have had longer. Oh, sorry. So in the nominations, you've got H, you've got Pastor New, you've got Slow Tie, and you've got Lancey Foe.
Okay.
Pastor Lee, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's the coldest out of
them. I wouldn't have said that, but out of them lot, yeah.
Pastor Lee, yeah. Lancey Foe is cool as well. He's been
he's sick for still, a while. But I'd even say Pastor Lee again, I'm not gonna lie. H is cold, but to represent all of us.
Pastor Lee, yeah. Still. And it's weird because he's had like the shortest longevity and like he's been here the shortest time.
But he's cold. Hey, yeah. The energy, don't talk about energy, along with Mahalia, energy is banger.
I just don't know, man. I miss Jay Hustler.
Me too. But it's coming, it's coming. Also coming to London this August is the Yam Festival. Do you know what the Yam Festival is?
The tickets are out tomorrow. But
is it?
When this video comes, is my group chat is going off. Everyone's going.
Are you gonna go?
No.
But it's in Clapham, isn't it? It's like around the corner.
Oh shit, swear to God.
It's in Clapham, yeah. Oh, that can't be too big though.
No, that's what they have the South by Southwest.
What do you mean? Yeah, Clapham's massive.
Is it?
Clapham Common, are you nuts?
I don't know.
You don't know about Clapham Common?
I think I've driven through Clapham Common, but I don't think I've ever deep tapped into it. Yeah, I don't think I've ever gone into actual park and stuff. But that's lit though. Last year, so it's supposed to happen last year, obviously it got shut down because of COVID, yeah. But the lineup this year compared to last year, it's like they really utilized this COVID to up their game. So before it was like Davido, Mr. Easy, Tekno, Tamaya, Wizkid, Yemi Alade, they were the headliners. So it's a very African headline show.
Yeah, it's basically an African version of Carnival.
But this year it's changed, but now it's changed because you've got Kalani, you've got Ari Lennox, you've got a lot of like alternative
Femi Kuti. Oh shit. Yeah.
Leo's on there, yeah. Princess Nokia.
Rima.
Rima. That guy. Yeah. Oh no, Andy B.
Pastor Lou, speaking of him again, yeah, he's gonna be there as well. Say no.
Miss Banks. The minus the Jacoban.
That's gonna
you wanna kick him with the Jacoban? You know, I'll go just for that, you know. Just to hear that song. When I kick him with the Jacoban, that's my tune. But yeah,
tickets are coming out tomorrow, they're going to be sold out.
What, 1st of April?
Have to buy it tomorrow, yeah.
Hopefully
how much April
Fool's joke and
they said, the people in my group chat, they were saying that how they all put themselves down for the sell email, and literally, as I was coming here today, in the group, it said, the email's come, it's coming out tomorrow at 9 a.m. But I guarantee by 10, 11, it's going to be sold out.
Yeah, it's going to be done. 9, 10, 11. By 9:15, it's done.
Yeah, literally.
No, but it's dope though. The lineup looks very, very cold. 1709 89.
But anyway, let me not start no controversy talk.
Okay, cool. Quiz, quiz. Okay, so as we just heard that Ari Lennox, Kehlani and Davido are going to
share butter.
Kehlani, I'm not even gonna lie.
Share butter, baby.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, okay, that's
Ari
Lennox. Yeah,
alright,
cool. So
I thought that was. I'm thinking, who the fuck?
No, don't say yeah.
No, I
don't know that.
Share butter, baby.
No, it's Solomon Cousin that. So don't say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, fuck that then, because you didn't say to go and he started talking.
It's true. How am I going to do this?
Then you're going to give us both one for that, because obviously I need Ari Lennox.
The video, A Better Time.
I don't know that one. And I thought that was, I was thinking, what the fuck happened to Alicia Keys? But I got a notification for that one. He's like, fuck.
I was going to check my Facebook. You got
you got it. I put it down to
it. I've got my foot in.
Okay, what's that album called? Tell me now.
It was good until it was better.
No, okay, that's how I know you, that's not what the happened.
Okay,
okay,
cool.
Okay, it was good until it was bad, obviously.
I'm just waiting. I twisted up the words.
Yeah, well, sorry. No, you're wrong. Alright, cool. The real answer, it was good until it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
As Kehlani's album.
Yeah.
You're definitely not getting that.
You're not getting that one. Yeah, you got two though.
Ari Lennox. Yeah, but Ari Lennox.
No, I think Ari Lennox. Definitely.
Yeah, that's it.
Though.
So 2 points.
I'm not
going
to lie, I fully thought that was Alicia Keys.
So who's winning now?
Who the fuck? Imagine who's winning now. I'm still winning from one before because I got four.
She's 1 point ahead of you, Hannah.
You know, mate. Level up.
There's more opportunities for you guys to succeed. Rihanna says she is dropping music soon. Yes. So,
cool.
Rihanna, she's.
How long has that been? Fucking hell.
I think 2017.
But first, by my Fendi.
She's like. Yeah, but first, by my Fendi, 100%.
I've got a new thing on sale, but I'm going to sing along with the advert.
Yeah, so she, obviously, she's for a while.
That's what she should do, though, you know.
Literally, bro.
Hey, Rihanna, let me be your marketing. Let me work in your marketing. Fam, I would say, look, yeah, I'll bring out a line and I'll say, you're only going to get this line if you purchase my album. No, you're only going to get the album if you purchase this line.
Okay, I'll buy the line.
That's what I'm saying. You see?
I would.
Do you know what? I would do blackmail. I'll say, listen, make Fenty bust.
Yeah.
And then you get the album.
Yeah, buy this product, cause of the album.
That's what I would do.
That would be kind of mad, you
know? It would be.
Rihanna, hire me, please.
As a unit.
No, I don't come with it.
But yeah, no.
Savannah, what the hell are you putting in?
Innovation juice. Yeah, this is innovation juice.
I think I know her secret ingredient.
Thank you.
But yeah, she was celebrating 5 years for. Okay, so Rihanna's auntie has now spent 5 full years on the Billboard 200 chart.
Oh,
first
shit.
Album. By a black female artist to reach this milestone in
the chart's history.
Yeah,
she's had 5 whole years on the fucking chart.
That's crazy. And that's the last album that she dropped, isn't it?
That's why she don't need to release no more music.
That's it. Yeah, but she said she's gonna drop something soon. Someone asked her like, celebrate by releasing new music, and she said, I think I should.
You better, bitch.
Just one though.
What? Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said just one.
No, she's mocking it.
Well, just one song.
Just one song.
Yeah. She's mocking it. You better bring that out though. I'm not gonna lie, because I'm finna hear that shit when the club's open.
Listen, if Rihanna comes back.
Imagine Rihanna.
That's good news.
I'm going back to the shoes. I'm joking. I was never there.
She belongs there.
Yeah, that's where she belongs.
What you meant to say was, I love black women.
What you mean? But yeah, big up Rihanna. Congratulations on 5 years for one album. I'd love to see it. But yeah, Dave is allegedly dating model Kyla Renee. Jeez.
David?
Have you seen
that
picture?
Dave's so smart. He's so smart.
Bruv, all those colorist tweets.
Yeah, he's smart.
On a good thing, he said, bitch, you won't be my wife.
fuck it, I need to find a bigger bitch.
You know the royal family's PR that said, Prince William, yeah, with this man.
They said,
oh, no, yeah, literally as well, the next day is like, Kate, go to the vigil, go to the vigil.
Same
Donny.
They said, oh yeah, Dave, we've got five girls for you to choose from.
But I would have chosen this girl as well.
She's beautiful.
Bro, I saw it. I stood up. I saw her picture. I stood up. I started doing squats. Because... Jesus.
What, did she go back?
It's not that she got back.
She's just... Her body is fantastic. She's beautiful. Yeah. Like, I have to...
She's got a natural short hair. Like, okay,
yeah, let me
show
you a picture.
Short and it's all, like, wavy. No, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's hot. So, if Dave, that's your girl.
Yeah, congratulations.
Wrong with your bad self. But
wash your mouth,
personally, I think it's all. I don't believe in celebrity relationships anymore. I think it's all.
Everyone's been on this whole.
As Dabo said, the image builder.
It is. That's it. That's
the image builder. That's what he calls it.
Yeah. That's exactly what I think it is, because I don't know. I just think every time someone needs to get inside of the public eye, they have a relationship with someone who's popping or who's beautiful, and then, like, because my last name is Nadi as well, yeah. I used to tell people that I was half Indian.
That's some real Nigerian shit.
Yeah,
some real Nigerian.
Even in school, I've got Brazilian in me.
Yeah,
do you know, I'm not gonna lie. All us Nigerians, we should mix our culture.
Yeah, because
back in the day, it wasn't cool to be Nigerian.
Yeah, yeah.
But so you have to make it a bit exotic. Like,
why are you lying? Brazilian, bro.
The more exotic, the better.
Yeah.
I'm a mix of
even though my mother is
I'm from the Fiji Islands. That's why my last name is Nadi, after the capital. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a real thing. The capital of Fiji is called Nadi. So I used to tell people that I was the princess of Fiji.
I was gaffed because I had the mix of both worlds anyway. I was just like,
it was Afro-Caribbean.
Yeah, Afro-Caribbean, isn't it?
Is it? Is it African in you too?
Yeah, I'm also Ghana.
Is it? Ah, you're Ghanaian. Ghana girl. Oh, I didn't know that. So what, your mum's fully Ghanaian?
Yeah, fully. But she was born in Cardiff.
So you're half Ghanaian?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my cheeks, my ears.
I thought you was fully Caribbean.
Can't see my god, I got my ears. My little flap on the top.
There you go. I just sent you the girl's page profile.
You know MJ's Ghanaian as well.
Yeah,
I got her. She always tries to move Nigerian.
I swear.
Yeah, my granddad is Ghanaian. I want to learn more about my Ghanaian side, I can't lie.
Carolee. Mm.
Yeah, she's hot. She's
beautiful. Damn!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well done, Dave.
But as much as
is she,
like,
is she from America?
I don't know. Yeah, she's American. She's not UK. She's not from England. As much as, like, you know, we're speaking about, why do people care so much about, like,
it's fucking sad.
We were saying how, like, it's done to, like, boost your image, kind of do that thing. That I think that's the unknown tea situation. Yeah.
Why, he got a real vixen, isn't it?
She's buff, isn't it? She's buff. I can't lie. Like, but
he's buff too, though.
Dave. He's a bit too slim for me, but he's a very handsome man. He's a handsome man. But why do we care so much who people are doing or dating or shagging?
Because I'm saying people are fucking nosy, bro. People, they don't care, but people give a fuck. That's why it's annoying, because everyone got opinion on things.
I'm sorry, this guy has just shitted on you. UK girls in the comments were dissing him. You know when everyone was getting at him for the colours?
Yeah.
Man just went to get the most baddie black girl.
Yeah. He said, think I'm going to be a black girl. No, she's buff though. But the thing is, I'm happy that he done that, and I hope it's genuine, because Dave really did disappoint me with all the colourist stuff and all that.
Even though he was like, 15 when he said it, but even it's just the way he reacted to it.
Oh, was he 15 when he said it?
Yeah, he's like 15, 16.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
It's just like the way he reacted to it. Because deep it, he's still young now, isn't it? Man came into the game and he was young as fuck, isn't it? He's just living his experience, isn't it? Even when I said, like, it's the way you address things after, isn't it? We know for a fact that he has changed, considering the content he's brought out, the things he speaks on, and the way he uses his platform compared to his counterparts who are at the same level as him.
Yeah.
So we know he's got the right mentality,
mentally,
isn't it?
He's leveled,
it's just the way he reacted to it at the time when he was drunk and chatting shit, but we know where his heart is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I was even saying, bro, everyone was upset because it's like, oh, we were counting on you to be the guy that did the chat shit. But now it's just like, do you know what? We know he loves those black girls. Huh?
Do you reckon they made this girl more popular?
I think I definitely followed her based on the information.
So you followed her?
Do I follow her?
I don't know.
Because now I'm looking at her profile. I'm looking at her profile and I'm seeing, like, a lot of UK people.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm thinking, maybe he's boosted her, I don't know.
What, Joe Budden followed her?
Of course.
Whoa.
That man a creep. No, I'm joking. I like Joe Budden, man.
No, I don't like him.
Unless actually, bring, no, I'm angry
until
at him
he brings
right
back
now.
Rory and Mal, I'm not fucking with him.
Yeah, straight up.
I'm not fucking with him. But I will watch the show. Anyway, but yeah. Oh, Young Philly as well. It's come under fire because he's been smashing fat white.
Leave him alone. Bear man are doing that. Like, those type of girls there that was in that video, there's your favourite rapper, your favourite...
But they're smashing them
type of things, fam.
They're girls. They're, people call them dinner ladies. Okay, do you know what, yeah? At first, yeah, I was a bit like...
Right. I don't judge Young Philly, innit? He did his thing, whatever.
Like, pussy's pussy. Yeah, whatever. Guy, whatever, yeah. If you're in that
mood. I was thinking, can I,
but do you know what? In my head, yeah, I was thinking... Good for those girls, because you tried to expose this man for getting his nut off.
And ended up getting assaulted.
Bruv, do you know what I'm saying? Like, good.
Because that happened.
Yeah, basically they exposed it. Why are you sleeping with these
like
dinner ladies?
Some big white things, they exposed it. They were like, oh yeah, Philly tried to get in my DMs. One girl said, yeah, you blocked me, but you was...
You're like a girl, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I saw that video.
So
yeah.
I'm thinking like, okay, cool, so what? My man got some hoes to the yard, he done his thing. You lot are bragging about it. So now
yeah,
all they've done... All,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's pathetic. If I think that if a guy speaks on a girl that he's left with, that's corny, you're a neek, go and die in a corner somewhere. So wait, if a girl, why are you speaking on a man like you got? Like, go and chill out, man.
Literally.
And no, Philly, it's not... Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you...
He's a YouTuber doing his thing. He only just started blowing into it. Maybe you... He was from Lewisham. I see you girls every day. I'm weak.
Bro,
I'm saying,
I think that was instant karma, and normally I'd be like, okay, we shouldn't insult people publicly based on the
why do that? I'm just doing his.
You tried to disgrace him publicly. Now I'm happy. The instant karma,
and he's never chat shit. I don't record him.
I hold no judgment, and this is what I'm saying about. It goes back to what I said before. I hold no judgment. He's a young man who has desires, whatever. He was chasing whatever. That's his business. Why does it have to be a topic of discussion?
Yeah.
Why should these girls have a platform to make a man walk for what? Yeah. What?
Yeah. This is wild to me. Like, I thought it was like maybe he did something.
Well, you wanted to
know. He just had sex with them and they...
That's what I'm saying. Leave him alone, man.
I don't think
he didn't address it. But the fact is on Monday he was trending and I'm like, leave him. Like, what? Yeah. So what? Yeah. Everyone has sex.
You know, he's got bad anxiety as well.
Does he really?
Him. Yeah, fam.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, he did say he does, isn't it?
That to him, he should just take that on the chin. That's a man. I don't think anyone really cares. It's just a mocking thing. Like, people, like...
Everyone's like, is that you? Yeah.
No, I just see it as, like, he's just another brother. Like, obviously, if I was chasing something the hoes, they're probably easy.
People insulting them more than they were insulting him, I think.
I didn't really see much insulting him.
So, you smash the thing. It is what it is. Like... Why do we care so much about what happens in their personal life? Like, if you're dating someone, like, you're taking them seriously. Really? Into Philly?
It's cute.
He almost
like my
mic
sitting.
Is it?
Mm.
What the facial. Hey, Philly. What are you saying?
So you ringing it? Black
sisters. Hey, Philly. fuck them girls you've been dealing with. We got a real one right here.
Hey, so you're kid. No, do you know what?
So that's your type, yeah?
Really lame.
Alright, cool. Even, I mentioned it earlier, but Sweetie and Quavo, they split up, and obviously the video clip of Plenty Fighting came out. Have you seen the video?
No, I've seen enough of these men just regarding the whole week.
I think a lot of people are saying that he's a domestic abuser, but I think it's a domestic, and I think we do kind of need to mind our business on that subject, so that's kind of all I would say about that.
Did he hit her?
No, he dragged her into the lift.
She hit him, you know.
She didn't hit him. She threw something. I think she threw something at him or tried to. And then
I just watch him.
Bro, listen, when you get
you know what? Fuck that. I don't even care. Just if police need to get involved and someone was in the wrong.
It's not that. It wasn't that deep.
If it's not that deep, then it's none of our business.
I don't know if anyone's ever been involved with someone, and it's not toxic. But sometimes you get into arguments, you might get a bit physical. Like, not physical in the...
There's no excuse for putting your hand on someone, to be fair. Not the only thing is keep your hands to yourself. I don't give a fuck what the situation is. If you're angry, you're sad, you're happy, keep your hands to yourself
over something.
Consent. Why are you fighting? Okay, you're adults,
so back in the day, yeah, I used to date this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to steal his PlayStation because I think he cheated on me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I took his PlayStation and I tried to run to the train station with it, yeah? Because I knew that's... I was like, that's the only thing you care about! I'm going to take it! So I took it. Tried to run to the train station. Yeah. Very much, I was in there for like an hour trying to get my man's attention. He wasn't giving me the attention. So I said, okay, this is your game. I know what I'll do. So I took it. And I was like, cool, fuck it. I started walking to the train station with my, on my high horse and shit. Yeah. All I hear is chasing behind me. So I ran. Obviously, I know I've got his PlayStation on me. That's what he's after. He's not trying to bang me up. He don't really care, yeah. So obviously, we're all fighting for the train, for the PlayStation. We're all fighting for the PlayStation and whatnot. Toxic. Yeah, it was. Yeah, and then obviously, I end up on the floor. He's not necessarily abused me, but obviously, we're fighting for the PlayStation, innit, yeah?
Yeah, well, but he didn't have to touch you physically.
He didn't. He was touching my bag at where the PlayStation was.
And you ended up on the floor because of it. Whether or not he pulled the blanket or he pulled my
T-shirt.
So what
should he do? Should he be like, please, give me my PlayStation?
Yes, because, bro.
Yeah, like, the fact that I'm not going to give it to you.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your actions are, bro. Because if the feds come, yeah, they don't give a fuck about what happened the 5 minutes before that happened. Do you get me?
This is why women are toxic.
Yeah, because I'm not... No, this is why people are stupid.
Why did you take the PlayStation?
No. Yeah, why did he cheat on her, fam? If you're going to go back into the whole thing, fam. Why did she go back there? No, listen. If you're going to go into the whole situation...
For answers? Yeah, okay, cool.
The whole situation.
Get your answers, but why take the PlayStation?
Based on their own reactions of things, innit? Man not thinking about her when he's fucking out of a girl, innit?
Yeah.
She's gonna find out your reaction is based off how you're feeling. Man didn't force you to be angry, innit? He's done his actions regardless of the fact, innit? If you were that girlfriend that was forgiving,
two wrongs don't make
exactly, but it's based on your
reaction. It can be very satisfying.
The feds don't give a fuck about the whole he cheated on me, then I went to link him and I pinked up his PlayStation. All they've seen is you're on the fucking floor and you're hurt, bro. That's his actions, you get me? You might have taken the PlayStation, but you didn't force my man to grab you and put you on the floor.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie,
if it was my PlayStation
PlayStation and he took it, and if the roles were reversed, I'd probably behave the exact same way.
But your behavior is wrong. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
That's what I'm saying. But in a domestic dispute, only me and him at that time know what's going on.
Yeah, of course.
He knows that I'm behaving like this because he cheated on me. I know I'm doing this. Do you know what I'm saying? So if he was to come now and be like, You shouldn't do that, you domestic abuser. You don't get what's going on.
The law is the law and facts are facts, innit? So in the moment I didn't want to hit you and I still hit you. I fucking hit you.
But he never hit me. Hitting is different. I have no justification for. But if you're scrapping for like the bag, if you're scrapping for like
you're scrapping.
But it's not like I don't. If you beat me, if you box me in my face or you slap me or whatever, that's
it's different though. It's different because it's to you, abuse only starts when the fist is closed. To somebody else, it could be a barge. To somebody else, it could be spitting on them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just because you personally don't see it as that serious, because he's not.
I think it's stupid that
abuse is abuse.
As me as a woman, I can violence act irrationally, and then it just
the whole having two perspective on it is fucked. But then if you want to bring that to the whole of the rest of the world, okay, cool, you can't have equality in this and equality in that. But the only time I really hear guys say, talk about equality in terms of men and women is when a woman has hit a man or a man was... Why are you bringing it up into that, bro?
That's true.
What about fucking pay or maternal or paternal or time off?
Well, women can get banged too, innit?
Man want to only bring it up in the sense that, whoa, if you want to be fucking talking about equality, let me bang you in your face. Yeah. Really, truly, it's keep your hands to yourself anyway, because you're a fucking adult and you should know how to act. Yeah, do you get me?
Yeah, but okay.
Keep your hands to yourself.
But, do you know what? As much as I agree with Ross and what you said, the point is that some women do take advantage of that.
Yeah, of course.
That you're a man that you can't hit me or you shouldn't or I'll just report you. But they do everything to pull out them arms.
But I can do everything to pull out. I can push. If I know how to push your buttons, I'm pushing your buttons. You're the motherfucker who has to react to it.
Yeah, but that's not fair.
I don't care if it's fair or not. Life is not fair.
But this is what I'm saying.
Go to school, yeah? Go to school and you've got a dickhead teacher, yeah? You got a dickhead teacher, fam.
Yeah, but it's our fault putting lesson. Up with that dickhead teacher.
No, not putting up with her, because you have to go to school, bro. You got to be in them lessons, innit? No,
yeah,
listen.
But I can go and file a complaint and say, okay, this cool. A dickhead
after
teacher.
The fact that you know that teacher's a dickhead, innit? It's the action that you take. If you react to that teacher, yeah, and you shout and you get all wired up and you flip the table, you're still getting sent out. Your actions are what is the, do you know what I'm saying? What's happened after that? The teacher is still going to continue to be a dickhead. You've not changed the fact that the teacher's a dickhead. The only thing you've changed is everyone's perceptions and the fact that they know that if they want to get a reaction from you, this is what they have to do.
Do you know why what you're saying is wild? Because you're basically saying women can act however the hell they want to act.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, do you know what?
I'm not saying that.
As me being a man, I do understand what you're saying.
And I'm saying that. Exactly.
But you know what? You know what? And I was saying that. I was actually saying it. I didn't say it in the way you said it, but obviously you've clarified it. But I was saying to a friend that the most dangerous thing with women is that you could be in a situation and you could be the one that's right. But the moment you lay your hands on her, that's it. It doesn't matter. You're
yeah,
now
it
wrong.
Though.
And that's true.
That's
that is the biggest trick in the game.
Literally. So be careful how
think,
you react
I
to
think
things.
Women, I think, no, I'm not, obviously I'm speaking to women here, but I think certain women, yeah, they use that nicely.
Of course, bro.
If they're bad, yeah, if they know they're fucking up, and they know that I can get this guy to do something wild so I can switch it, they'll do it.
Of course.
And then
that's
now
totally,
anything.
That's not a sex thing. That's a shit human thing. Do you get
yeah,
me?
That is a shit human
that's
thing.
Nothing to do with the fact that she's got X chromosomes or Y chromosomes. That's the fact that she knows how to manipulate people's emotions, bro.
Yeah,
whether or not you have a penis or a vagina, that is something you can do, bro. If I know for a fact I'm losing this argument, yeah, and the one way I can win it is by getting you to bang me in my face, and I get you to bang me in my face, yeah, whether or not, yeah, you was right in the argument, you've ended up in the wrong, fam. So if you know I'm a manipulative person,
yeah.
And you're sitting in an argument with me, you're
in
my fuck, now you've put yourself on my level, bro. Mm-hmm. What do they say, fam? Don't argue with stupid, because now you're stupid.
Yeah, now you're crazy.
You're looking from a distance,
You've come down to my level, bro. Don't be fucking mad that I've brought you down here and you fucking climbed down the ladder, bro. That's your action. You can't be mad now. But she put me in that position.
She said the right things.
You are right.
You are right.
Five years.
You are right, but it takes me back to the human emotion thing as well. There's some things. There's some things
but
that
that's how people,
people
are in life or prison, fam. You can pull that trigger at the moment you're fucking angry.
Yeah.
2 seconds after that. That moment,
right.
You have regrets, bro.
Yeah,
everyone,
no,
exactly.
Right.
Back to the human thing.
You're right.
We're humans. We've got emotions, but be fucking careful of what you're putting in your circle
right.
And what you're absorbing. Do you get
you're
me?
Right. You're right. I can't even disagree.
You can't. I'm not even trying to say, women can go around and do what they fucking like. But I'm just trying to say, be cautious of who you're fucking with in the first place,
yeah.
Bro. Be cautious of who
just...
are. Putting you
it's
in predicament.
Exactly.
It's
a game
bro.
Of
it's
chess.
How you move, fam.
That's where we move.
You
with.
Do this move,
it's
they
a game
move
of
that
chess.
Move.
Yeah.
You
it's
move
chess.
That way, they move that way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going that way or are you going that way? Do you get
me,
bro? Like, you
chess,
can either be going towards the same fucking thing, which is going to end up in conflict, or you can avoid it. Because really and truly, life's all about choice. You've always,
no,
whether or not it's harder or easier, you've always got to have a choice. You can always say no. Do you get me? You
I
might be thinking,
you have to take
a
mature outlook.
Yeah, you have to. You have to take a step back. Really and truly, yeah, cool. Maybe he was owed whatever the fuck he went to get for. What he went to grab from Sweetie, yeah? But why the fuck are you moving like that, bro?
Yeah, but he didn't beat her, though. He kind of just, like,
yeah,
pushed
I'm trying
her off of him.
To you, it's not just beating, innit? But if that was your friend, yeah, you wouldn't have the same tone. I'm telling you right now, bro. I'm telling you. If it was your sister...
Have you seen the video?
I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen...
You know what happened, yeah? Okay, you said she threw something.
You'd still be mad, regardless.
Then he dragged her in the lift. But he wasn't really dragging her to hurt her. I feel like he was grabbing the bag. She fell. But if you clocked, the moment he got the bag, he looked around like... He didn't look like someone that was trying to hurt his woman.
No,
it looked
of
like,
course, but
it looked
in
like
the
someone,
moment, it don't matter, bro. It doesn't matter, fam. It's not my only point is
yeah, but that's unfair.
When he's grabbed the bag, fair don't matter in life, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes in relationships, in situations, you get into little, not minor like fights, but scraps, altercations where like maybe one of you's like grips in or just you know stupid things. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like even as a woman, like you might even do the first thing, and then maybe your man is trying to restrain you. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then maybe he just pushes you. it's not necessarily domestic abuse, and I think that people need to like differentiate between someone beating on someone and someone just getting into like a little scratch with their partner.
I can understand that, but then again, yeah, look at good friendships with people, innit? Yeah, when you've got a good friendship with your friend, yeah, you can have disagreements, you can have disputes, but it don't ever cross the line.
Yeah, don't touch me.
Or physical. Do you get me?
Yeah.
We can you can believe in this, and I can believe in this, bro. As in, our opinions will not even nearly get close, bro. But we can agree to disagree and keep it kicking, fam. Really and truly, people are getting into relationships with people, you can't even be friends with them because you can't get your opinion across, or they don't know the whole you. You shouldn't be arguing with people regardless. Yeah. Do you get me?
That's another thing I don't understand.
Or fighting. Why are we having disputes? Why are we even getting physical?
Why
do
people get into relationships with like people that they don't like?
You don't fucking like me, bro.
Like, genuinely, if
or
you weren't dating
that person,
people
are fake.
No,
everyone shows the whole.
If you weren't getting pussy, if you weren't getting penis from this person, would you like them?
No, but listen, no.
No, that's the only thing that you're
talking
about.
I'm not answering your question.
When it comes to relationships,
when I say no, I wasn't answering your question.
Oh.
I'm just saying, my thing is that I feel like a lot of people do like each other at the beginning, but circumstances and maybe situations changing within the relationship cause people to see other sides that they didn't see before.
Yeah, of course, of
course. And then obviously...
But it's what you do with that information afterwards.
Do you know what? Because
you leave or you stick it out in hoping that things will change. And really, truly, people are set in their ways regardless. Like,
so wait,
you can change as a person.
People should just...
You know, no, I mean, you can change as a person,
but
I mean, you look... Exactly. Yeah, to conclude, I'm basically saying, keep your motherfucking hand to your motherfucking self. And live your best life.
Yes.
And don't put your relationship shit on the internet in the first place. And then, you know.
Yeah, that's my thing. I think people need to stop like putting their relationship situations. I think this era of like branding people as a couple is like pathetic and we need to get over it.
Yeah, because people are putting their whole basis of love on a facade, which is the social media like outbreak that we're going through. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all based on the fact that, oh my god, they look like they're happy in pictures, or they're snapping, but look at the way that you live. No one's going to snap every single aspect of it. Do you know what I'm saying? So when you're having a fucking argument about this, or when that thing is looking all mad, or when you don't look like picture perfect, you're not putting that up. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so why in a relationship would you think that they're going to put up everything as well? They're just going to tell you what they want you to see.
Yeah.
So just live your best life. Make sure you and your circle was living good, eating good, smelling good. Do you know what I'm saying? Living life the best way, bro. We'll be here every week regardless.
Stop taking advice from social media gurus.
Literally.
Like, stop taking advice from people that are younger than you. Like,
no, do you know what?
Not qualified.
Exactly,
they're not having
that
nothing.
They're not doing what you're looking for.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Don't take advice from someone who ain't doing what exactly you're not trying to do. Do not even say that only look for that specific person. But why the fuck would you listen to someone's opinion or something that they're not doing themselves, bro?
Do you know what I mean?
That don't make no sense.
That's it. I remember, like, you don't know what anyone's doing behind closed doors. So... Like, you can't, unless you know what someone's doing 100% of the time, you can't try and aspire to be like that.
Yeah, literally, just aspire to be yourself.
You don't know what they're on. But yeah, anyway, do you understand what NFTs are?
No.
It's like what all these people are doing at the moment. Like, they're selling stuff as NFTs, like cryptocurrency.
What? Some crypto stuff?
I don't know. Hopefully, Souls can explain it to us.
So what the hell is an NFT?
It's basically a digital asset that you can sell. It's kind of like what we were talking about last week about artists actually having assets to sell. So with digital asset, you can use crypto to buy these products.
What?
So now artists are directly
saying, so you don't have to just buy in pounds and dollars.
Yeah,
you can
buy crypto.
Buy, like, say you want to buy my man's album, you can buy it in fucking
crypto.
Bitcoin. That's sick.
A lot of people
because the way everything's going forward. So what does NFT stand for? I don't know.
For trade? I don't know. Let's actually Google. What does NFT stand for?
Interesting still.
Yeah.
That's where the world's going right now, isn't it? It's all about the crypto wave. That's what, because no one wants the whole banking shit. The F boys fucking over everyone's account. Man just wants the crypto away.
NFT stands for non-fungible token. A non-fungible token, NFT, is a unit of data on a digital ledger called a blockchain, where each NFT can represent a unique digital item, and thus they are not interchangeable. NFTs can represent digital files such as art, audio, videos, items in video games, and other formats of creative work. Someone explained it. I think it was on Made You Think's profile. It was like they explained it in terms of a logbook. So if you get a car, every single owner that has owned this car, and then it can like associate some type of value to the product that you're buying, to the car that you're buying. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So if you know that it's been owned by like one or maybe two previous owners, the value is higher. Like, you know, you can just track it.
Who
was owned by it, all that stuff. So I think that NFTs kind of provide that kind of thing for like content.
That's quite interesting still.
Yeah, I definitely need to research it. I think at first I need to understand what the hell a blockchain is, and then I can go from
there. Know blockchain is all about the Bitcoin and having your like stuff together, but like you can't, like in, I can't know how a bank goes through all your transactions, whereas blockchains are more hidden, innit? So it's like the bank can't really follow your cash and know exactly where your money's going, all that kind of stuff, and it's just like you're more protected.
But at the same time, because it's so secretive, it's a very scary thing.
Like, it's scary, it is. That's why it's scary to trust and even invest in it, because everyone in, like nowadays is just like, put your money in this. And I'm like, I'm scared. Yeah. I don't know where it's going to go.
Java has sold a fire festival painting for 122k via NFT as well. So,
what man trying to do? What, he sold it to someone else to do?
Yeah. So he had the painting for the fire festival, but he wanted to get rid of it because he thought like it was bad vibes.
Yeah, fuck that, bro. He
said it was bad vibes, so he's like, you don't want to do it, blah, 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 whatever. So he sold it for an NFT that was worth 122k. That's how much he made off of it, which is big.
Holy shit, that's decent.
So NFTs are...
It's minuscule in terms of what he would have made if it actually banged off.
What, fire festival?
Yeah, but I mean, like...
I think he's ready to put that chunk of his life behind him.
He needs to be ready to dash that in the bin.
Yeah.
He took the
Tory Lanez is ready to take over the cannabis industry. He has a cannabis line. I think it's called like the short leprechaun cannabis line. The black leprechaun or something like that. Something that leads to his hype. But yeah, it's lit. Tory Lanez presents the finest hemp cannabis products on the market. It looks good. I'm never gonna get it, but big up Tory Lanez for doing his thing.
It's like American based, isn't it? Yeah.
One thing that
he's Canadian, isn't he?
Yeah, one thing that I wanted to talk to you lot about, is Burna Boy receives a land gift and millions of dollars to build on it from the governor of YK.
What's that, Nigeria?
Yeah, so because he won a Grammy, he was bestowed a land, and money to build upon the land was bestowed upon him.
Okay.
I think that's fucked up, though.
That's kind of mad.
I feel like everything that Burna Boy kind of preaches and all that stuff,
Peace.
Do you know what I mean? Already. I feel like it's a bit messed up that he would even accept it in the first place. Like, what are you doing, bro?
That's kind of mad.
I don't know.
I could just give it to people in need. Or like, I don't know. The fact that he got that would be like, okay, we're setting up a foundation in his name. Do you know what I'm saying? It could be like the Burna Boy this foundation. Yeah. Or this Burna Boy. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Instead of giving Burna Boy land and keys and hoping he does something good with it. Like,
I hope that he does something
good. He could just set up whatever the fuck he wanted. Do you get me?
I'm not gonna lie, this is gonna be make or break for me, because if he builds there and builds one fuck off land, one fuck off house, because Steph London basically like showed like her dream house. I saw it today on Instagram, like she was showing off her dream house, which is absolutely stunning, So I hope she does get to build that sometime soon, But if she builds it in this land or wherever, but why would she? They're not married. But if Burna Boy builds a fuck-off house or anything like that, and tries to stunt on us, it's messed up. Because I feel like for a governor of anywhere to give somebody with land plus money to build on top of it, it's messed up. Like, there are people in Nigeria that are suffering, that need that money.
Even in the direct country, what the fuck?
So unless, so I really do.
You have money to give. Imagine that happened in the UK, though.
No, it can never. Yeah, the outrage. I mean, it does happen actually. To be fair, but we just
to artists giving our London grants.
Okay, yeah, no, not to artists. Just because you won a Grammy, that wouldn't.
Just because you won an award. But you fucking.
They think that's mad.
Oh what?
That Burna Boy got gifted land and money. Because you won a Grammy.
Well, that's the game for you, capitalism at its finest.
I don't know, it's messed up. Especially in a place like Nigeria where so many people are suffering. I think it's very
rich continue to get richer,
and that's fair, but considering Burna Boy's content and what he stands for, and he's trying to market himself maybe as the neo fella cutie, I just feel like that.
Keyword, market himself.
Yeah, but I just feel like that whole him even accepting it is a bit of a, you standing next to a picture with a guy is a bit of a, like, you're, I just I don't think that's right for your brand. You should have, he should have gone on stage and be like, yeah, I'm going to accept it, but I'm going to build an orphanage, you know? Because to me, it's just like, if people even see that, they're just going to aspire to be like Burna Boy. Anyway, let's wrap up quickly. SWV and Escape are set to show down in a Versus battle this April.
That's gonna be fucking
lit. Versus was bought by Peloton Bikes, so if you are a worker outer.
Peloton, the 4-dot bikes.
Brompton. Roger Jean Page and Michaela Cowell are represent the UK in the NAACP Awards.
Ooh.
You know, have you watched Bridgetown?
No, the posh black thing.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I don't really
know. No, I heard it's alright. Yeah.
I might watch it later.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quiz!
Okay, cool. No, so, final quiz,
last
guys.
One.
We go on fight. The final quiz, guys. Okay. I'm going to send it to your phone right now, so you got it. Yeah? Alright, cool. So, the NAACP Awards, yeah, happened this week. And I want you guys to kind of, like, guess. Who won in which category? Are you ready? I'm going to choose maybe two categories for you guys to choose from. All right, cool. So let's do who won Outstanding Drama Series? Oh. Ooh.
Probably
Snowfall's
not there.
I can't see it, come on.
I just sent it to your mobile.
This Is Us?
Ghost. No.
I'm thinking the power thing as well. I'm not even going to lie, but I'm going to go with This Is Us. It's probably Ghost.
Bridgerton.
Oh, fuck. Well, have you seen it?
Okay.
No. Guys, look. Stop thinking what is in, what's not in. Follow your instincts.
I'm going to go Ghost. This Is Us has been really good for, I've been watching it. The power book's been alright. But actually, NAACP is black, innit? Yeah, probably Ghost. I haven't seen the Lovecraft Country, I'm not gonna lie. Or Rise, so I could do a chance shit. But I'm gonna go with Power Book.
Ghost, yeah.
Yeah.
And you, Solomon, what are you gonna say?
This Is Us.
You're gonna say This Is Us?
Yeah, because I like This Is Us, it's so good. And it's been won in bare other awards. Because of the whole series. I don't know.
What have you gone for, Jadima?
Jadima, you don't need to tell me your answer, please, because we don't have time.
Okay. Out of these two, I'm going to like, okay, Inimini Manimeh.
Are you doing Inimini Manimeh?
This Is Us.
She
stole it from me. Ghost.
I said that first.
Solomon says Ghost, you say, oh, that Solomon is tying you.
Yes.
Souls is tying you. Oh. Okay, cool.
The camera. So now you. See how you guys are cheating.
Okay, she might see that I'm tying you.
No, wait.
I didn't even have to say it. I just knew.
No. Geneva, just to make it clear.
I ain't got to talk.
No,
to
just to make
she,
it
clear. She said it.
I said it before she went.
To the footage.
We can do. He said
it. Yeah, she said.
I just said stick with your answer.
Yeah.